Hey, what's up? It is Nate, a very special guest here in the studio today. I am talking with Ken, the lead singer of the band. I think you might remember them, Sister Hazel. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great, Nate. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. And now here's what I always tell everybody. We like to have fun on these interviews, so feel free to have a good time, okay?
And bring it.
I was reading some facts about you guys, and I caught this. I thought it was hysterical, so I did not know this. The name Sister Hazel comes from what?
Well, there's a lady, a black female minister down in our hometown of Gainesville, Florida, who ran a homeless shelter as we were growing up, and she still works with the homeless people. And, you know, regardless of race, religion, orientation, whatever, she gives the street people and people who are down on their luck a safe, warm place to regroup, get back on their feet. And it was sort of in that spirit of unconditional regard that we thought that would be a cool name to use.
It was awesome. I read that and I chuckled a little bit, so that was really cool.
She's 80-some years old, and we still help her out. We still send her a little bit of money every month to help her out.
Really?
With some of her calls. Yeah, man. She's a huge presence, man. That's a lady you don't forget very easily.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, man.
So, obviously, your big hit was All For You.
Yeah.
Back, was it 97?
Yeah, I think it hit 97. In 98, it was the most played song on radio. So, we've had about 8 songs on the charts overall, but of course, All For You, Happy, Change Your Mind, Champagne High, those are the biggest.
You know, a lot of these 90s bands kind of release 2 or 3, they take a hiatus and come back, but you guys have been releasing albums like every 2 or 3 years.
Well, you know, we've managed to stay a band for an awfully long time. You know, we were a bunch of college kids that started off together and touring in a van and trailer. And before we knew it, we had a platinum record and kept going and sold a couple million. We figured out over the years how to check our egos at the door, how to navigate, pick our battles. And we're just great friends and good brothers, man. And so we're putting out our 7th new studio record's coming out in August. So we keep awfully busy, man.
And I also should mention this, too. Your fan base called themselves the Hazelnuts.
Yeah, man. They're a pretty passionate bunch of people.
Which is awesome, by the way. I know they're crazy on the internet.
Yeah, man. We started a thing called the Rock Boat 10 years ago when we chartered an entire Carnival cruise ship and take out, 15, 20 other bands. Really, it was a thank you to the fans. Through the years, I mean, that thing sells out in about 2 days now.
Wow. And speaking of egos, you can get a little ego because you did the boat tour 10 years ago, and yet isn't, John Mayer doing it, the past 2 years? He's kind of taking credit
for it? Absolutely. You know, Six Man, our partner, the guy who runs Six Man, who does all those cruises, was our manager, Andy Levine. Mm-hmm. He was our manager for 10 years, and the Rock Boat started doing so well after about 3 years. He said, look, guys, I really want to step aside from day-to-day management of the bands and start expanding on the event side. And from there, from the Rock Boat, you're right, we went to John Mayer. Actually, it went to Skinnerd first, and then John Mayer, and then Bare Naked Ladies.
Yep.
That was really our baby.
You need to name drop that a little better. The John Mayer boat clues, like Sister Hazel did 10 years ago.
Well, that's true. It's true. And, John will tell you that. He knows where that started. But, he's another one of those artists. You know, we all kind of grew up sort of in the Southeast, cutting our teeth in the same clubs, pubs, and coffee houses. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all pretty good friends these days.
So let's talk about this show we have in New Haven this Saturday, which is July, was it, 18th, 17th?
I don't know. Whatever it is, this Saturday coming up. And, I'll tell you, I love these outdoor community events. You know, mm-hmm. Club shows are one thing, amphitheater shows are one thing, festival shows. But when a town gets behind something and says, we really want to have a good time, it's great because you see people from all walks of life out there. There's always great energy. Price is right, and everybody gets to come out. And the families, so they're great events. And we don't always know how to do a lot of things, but we certainly know how to have a good time. And we'll deliver on that one.
And once again, Price is right, a.k.a. free.
Yeah, man. I mean, I love it when communities put, a name band or somebody that really gets it. Anything that brings together community, we're all about. Thus, yeah. The Hazelnuts, et cetera. But we're that band that you get out there and you go, I know that song. Oh, I know that song. I know that song.
And it's a free show, New Haven on the Green. Do you guys know what time, the earlier the later you're playing?
I think the first act starts at like 6 or something.
Okay.
And then we go on at 7 o'clock.
Okay, perfect. So there you go. 7 o'clock, New Haven on the Green, this Saturday, which is July 18th.
Yeah, and another little thing that's going on is I love New Haven. I actually, there's a company there called Campus Customs, they just redid a whole movie theater down there and have a new store and production facility right down there on Broadway. And on Friday afternoon at Campus Customs, right there on Broadway, me and a couple of the other guys are going to be doing an acoustic set at 4 till about 4:30. So anybody that's in the area Friday afternoon wants to swing by to the grand opening and see what they've done down there. It's really beautiful, and we'd love to meet some new folks before the show on Saturday.
Nice, cool. And we like to also play some new tunes, too. You have your new tune called Take a Bow, and which is off the album release.
Yeah, you know, we got our new CD coming out August 18th, and we are really proud of the record, and that song Take a Bow is already starting to resonate with folks.
Nice. Yeah, I like it. It's a great record.
Thanks, man. Appreciate that, Nate.
So before we're going to play the record here, before we do that, though, I like to have, as I said before, I like to have some fun and joke around.
Sure.
I like to play a word association game.
Yeah.
Pretty much, first word that comes to mind, I'm going to throw a word at you. Whatever comes to mind, bam, just say it right off the bat.
Let me take off my filth filter because
yes.
I live in a bus with a bunch of guys, and I got to make sure nothing flies out of my mouth filthy. All right, kick it.
All right, ready? First one, gummy bears.
Chewy.
Miley Cyrus.
Overrated.
Dirty socks.
Stank.
And the tour bus.
Also stank.
All right, that's awesome. Ken, thank you so much for spending the time talking to me.
My pleasure, Nate, man. I look forward to seeing you guys this weekend, either Friday down at Campus Customs in the afternoon or, of course, Saturday evening. And I think the weather's going to be great that afternoon, too. I've already been looking at the forecast coming up. So we're looking forward to a big weekend.
That's perfect. All right, so do you want to introduce your new record, your new song?
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody's digging what's going on and want to find out more about the band, of course, sisterhazel.com or MySpace, Facebook, all that good stuff. This song is the first single off the new CD released. This is a track called Take a Bow.
Check your reasons and your conscience too. Save your stories for somebody new. I know you're one in a million, but that ain't enough for me. How was I supposed to know? It was on the show, so baby, take a bow. Smile for the crowd. I'm already over your crying shoulder. You go your way, and I'll do the same. Your way, you should really